Hello, Healthiest Fam. I'm Ali Izzo. I'm your host and I'm also the digital editor at Body and Soul. Today, I'm talking to someone who knows how to get what we all want in life, and that is a little bit more love. Jordana Levin is a best-selling author and her latest book called Higher Love is all about using the power of mindfulness and manifesting to get just that. I Skyped her from her home in Byron Bay to ask how exactly. Jordana Levin, welcome to Healthy-ish. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure. Now, I found the purpose or the premise of your book really interesting because as much as it's about finding love, and I'm obviously paraphrasing you here, so correct me if I'm wrong, but you sort of seem to say that we need to focus more on ourselves before we can find the perfect partner. Can you elaborate on why?
Yeah, look, I think when we walk into a relationship not really knowing who we are and what lights us up and what we're looking for when it comes to love, we can find ourselves in spaces that have us sort of compromising on our values and trying to fill a bunch of gaps we believe ourselves to have. And in some cases, settling for people we're not actually that compatible with.
Yeah, and that only leads to heartbreak, right?
Absolutely.
So what are the biggest mistakes that you have seen in your research that people make when they are looking for love?
Yeah, I think there's three big ones. The first one is women especially, and I don't want to generalize, but they're really looking to be chosen by somebody else instead of thinking about who do I want to be with? It's like, oh God, I hope he chooses me. The second thing is that we're all sort of abiding by these stories that we've told ourselves about love. And these are based on past relationships, you know, Hollywood movies, books that we've read, and also what we witnessed growing up, whether it was through our parents' relationship or just kind of the adults around us. And sometimes they're collective beliefs, you know, like, oh, there's no decent single men in Sydney, or all the good ones are taken, or, you know, whatever the stories are we tell ourselves. And then lastly, I think, you know, like I said before, we focus too much on the other person and not enough on ourselves. How do you want to feel in love? Who do you want to be in your next relationship? And when we can work out how we want to feel, then we can start to use that as a barometer of whether or not we're closer to that feeling or from it.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. There's something else that you touched on, and this is something that is often we hear about in terms of healthy eating habits or even our digital habits in terms of mindlessly scrolling, and that is mindfulness. And you're suggesting that we apply mindfulness to our relationships. How do you do that exactly?
Well, in the context of dating, it's about dating with conscious intention. So, you know, the opposite of mindful is mindless. And, you know, how often do single gals sit on a dating app and scroll mindlessly? Or, you know, just date for the sake of dating because they want to be anything other than single. So when we date with intention, or even have an intention in a relationship, we're doing so knowing why we're there, what we desire, and most importantly, how we want to feel.
And does this, and I suppose that's sort of the precursor to your idea about manifestation, because if we're clear on what we want initially, then the universe will bring it to us. Is that the thinking?
Well, then it'd be nice if it that easy. But if we know what we want, if we have clarity around it, then we can put ourselves in alignment with it. We can say, oh, are my thoughts aligned with that intention? Are my feelings aligned with that intention? Do I take conscious action towards it? And do I believe I'm worthy of that thing? But if we don't know what that thing is, then we can't sort of align ourselves with it.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a really good point. Okay, so for those listening who might be looking for love, I know that sounds a bit cliched, but you know what I mean. They're ready for a relationship, put it like that. What do you think is the best first step to take to being mindful and to manifesting the kind of relationship that you're after?
Yeah, it's a really boring answer, but
go on.
It's to start with you. You know, in my book, Higher Love, in that first part of the book, it's all about figuring out who the hell you are. And especially if you're fresh out of a relationship or you're just getting back into dating, it's really important to know who's walking into the experience and who you are now. So you need to strengthen what I call your personal vibration. That's kind of the vibration you feel when you're most in alignment. You need to feel worthy of the love that you're trying to create. But it's like I said before, you need to know what that is in order to feel worthy. And then you need to quit subscribing to these sort of like overly dramatic and unattainable ways that we perceive love. So, you know, crazy in love, madly in love, this language that we use, it's got to stop. So what I'm saying to people is, instead of falling in love, how about we instead choose to rise in love, feel uplifted by it?
Yeah, I like that. That's such a it's a simple switch on words, but it does explain a lot.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And we'll speak to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Whether you're looking for a new relationship or even maybe just want to refresh the one that you're already in, Jordana's advice to know yourself first still rings true. If you enjoyed this ep, we'd love to see it. Please just take a screenshot of you listening and share it to Instagram, tagging @bodyandsoul_au. We will regram you. And until tomorrow, stay healthy-ish.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.